We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
LaDainian Tomlinson is here in studio. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
And he is here, a Hall of Famer, of course, with one of the great Hall of Fame speeches I've seen ever this past
Thank everybody.
Induction ceremony. Yeah. I mean, that was really cool. But he's here on behalf of the FedEx Air and Ground NFL program this season, which will provide support to the USO. Fans vote each week on the best quarterback and running back performances via Twitter using hashtag Air and Ground. And at NFL.com/FedEx, FedEx will make a $2,000 donation to the USO in both the winning quarterback and running back's name each week of the regular season, totaling a $4,000 donation each week. Pretty cool stuff.
Pretty good.
All right, so that speech just went everywhere,
yeah.
And it really resonated with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Did you know it was as good as it was when you were standing up there delivering it?
Not really. I mean, I knew that that it was going to really have an impact on some people. And what led to me giving that last part of the speech about my great-great-great-grandfather was my football life had came out through NFL Network probably a couple of years before that. And I had great responses. People coming up to me in the airport, you know, around town, say, "Hey, man, your football life was pretty good. I really enjoyed that." And it kind of gave them an idea of my family history. Well, I kind of wanted to take it a step further and, you know, and kind of challenge America to unite and come together. And so that was my way of doing it. And, you know, it's gotten great response from it.
How long did you work on the Hall of Fame speech?
Wow. About 6 months.
Wow.
Yeah, about 6 months I worked on it. So I got to admit, I actually started working on it before I was announced that I was going in.
There you go.
You know, I just kind of started to put the groundwork together.
Just in case.
Just in case. Yes.
So you know that when you have this platform, you can use it in many ways and in positive ways. And something Brian and I talk about all the time is we hate when we hear the criticism of players of, "Just play the game. What are you doing? Nobody wants this. Just you're using your platform for the wrong thing." And it's just such a terrible criticism. What do you feel and think when you hear people say to athletes, you know, "Just play sports. I don't want to hear what you have
to say"?
Well,
it's unfair because we are community people, community leaders. You know, we're heavily involved in our cities, our towns, and we raise kids too. You know, we got to have those talks at home with our kids, just like everyone else does. And we get those questions when things happen on TV from our kids, just like everyone else does. And so if I was just to put myself in a box and just be a football player, I wouldn't be able to raise my kids the proper way to be able to be a great citizen in this country. I wouldn't be able to do that if I wasn't well-balanced and well-rounded.
You and I have a couple of connections, both from Texas, yeah. And I went to a better university.
Oh, whatever.
University.
There you go.
I did have a brother that went to TCU, but he sucked. But we also have a teammate in common, and it's a guy you've been clamoring for to get into the Hall of Fame, and that's Lorenzo Neal. Yeah. Lolo played with me in New Orleans, one of the toughest cats, no matter what position I've ever played with. Why should he be in the NFL Hall of Fame?
Well, Lorenzo is a unique guy. We know that. But you think about what this guy has done. The model of consistency at that position. Blocked for 7,000-yard rushers. A guy that, you know, was available. And you know, like I know, that's the most important thing in football is just to be available. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at the success of his running backs, you know, who was the guy that did most of the work for those running backs? It was Lorenzo Neal. But just the impact that he had on the people that he blocked, that he had to block, the linebackers throughout the years, mm-hmm. the generation of linebackers that he had to block throughout the years. And I'll say one thing about one story. I remember we playing the Baltimore Ravens, and Ray Lewis is on the other side, and you know, with Marty Schottenheimer, you know, like I know, you're going to run the football. Yeah. You're going to run power. You're going to run ISO. Well, Lorenzo and Ray Lewis went at it, and it got to a point where it got very heated, and this was the only time I ever seen Ray Lewis hit the dirt against Lorenzo Neal. Wow. I mean, one play going right at him, and Lorenzo had him. Ray had to get out the way. And I'm sorry, Ray, I love you, baby, but that's the truth. And so and he's going to be in the Hall of Fame come next year.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I got out of the way many a times in practice. I'm telling you.
Gio and Jones with LaDainian Tomlinson, Hall of Famer here on behalf of the FedEx Aaron Ground program. Hashtag Aaron Ground at NFL.com/FedEx. You see a lot of great Hall of Fame running backs end up with another organization at the end of their careers, like you did, Franco Harris with the Seahawks. We're seeing it now with Adrian Peterson, Emmitt Smith with the Cardinals. What was that experience like for you, knowing that you had a little bit left in the tank, but you're leaving everything you knew to go somewhere else?
For me, I think it was time. You know, I was ready for a change. And, you know, when I was with the Chargers at that time in San Diego, the way we played football, what I was used to, the way of playing football, was no longer present. We weren't playing football the way I like to play. Mm. And so it was time for a change. You know, the team was changing. And so for me, it was great. I was able to come to a totally different region, you know, came to the East Coast where they played the brand of football I was used to and I was comfortable with. And so I embraced it. I enjoyed it. I was ready for that change. And I really had a great 2 years here in New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ain't lying. It's different out here, man. it's different. People crazy.
No, it's you that are crazy.
No. Y'all make me crazy, yeah.
You just haven't figured it out yet. Yeah, we figured it out.
Who were some of the running backs you enjoyed watching growing up or maybe patterning your style after?
Yeah, so, you know, I remember Walter Payton, the late Walter Payton, was when I was 6 years old. He was the guy that I first started watching, and he was the guy I wanted to be like. I watched him with my dad and really watched everything about this man and used to watch film on him a lot once I got a little bit older. And so I wanted to be more like him, you know, the way he ran the ball, the way he caught the ball, the way he even threw the ball, but more importantly, the way he carried himself off the field. That was important to me. And then as Walter retired, being in Texas, you know, you're going to be a Cowboy fan. Mm-hmm. And so Emmitt Smith was my guy. You know, Emmitt was the guy I looked up to mostly and got a chance to meet him when I was 12 years old at the Jay Novacek football camp. And that's what really changed my life, having the opportunity to meet Emmitt Smith. And you know what it was? It was the fact of sizing Emmitt up and saying, you know what, this guy's really not that big. Mm-hmm. You know, I can do this. Like, he's 5'9". Yeah. You know, 205 pounds, like, man, that's like I can do it one day. So those two guys were the guys that I looked up to the most.
In your prime, there was nobody better when you were playing. And I can't imagine what it's like being a person that does radio and not very athletic. When you break off an 80-yard run like you did so many times, and then you're just there and you're kicking ass week after week. In your words, in your experience, and when you were that good in your prime, what did that feel like?
That's a good question, you know, because, I mean, a lot of times you just did it, man. Hmm. I mean, you can't even explain. When you run the football, it's all reaction. You know, it's instincts, that, you know, a feel you have. You don't go out there and think about, oh, I'm going to make this move if a guy come up to me. It's just all reaction and instincts. It's like a great fighter. If a guy throws a punch at you, you just automatically slipping, and then another punch is coming. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the same thing as a runner. Sometimes, depending on the leverage of a guy coming at me, the spin move came out. Mm-hmm. Or that stiff arm, you know, to hit somebody in the face mask. Yeah. It came out. And it was just, you know, it's funny because I was always a guy that really lived in the present. I never look behind me. Like, I never thought about what I did when I played. Like, oh, I had a great year last year. I never thought about that because it was always the next game. Hmm. And what can I do now?
Do you look back now and
having a chance, right. Mm-hmm. Having a chance now to look back and look at some film, man, I was pretty good.
You're going to be like, damn, what is that? That was me.
You were, man. I tell you, you were something else.
Well, during your football life, the episode I saw, they looked back, and they looked back at your history, and you went back and you brought the property that your ancestors, way back when they were slaves, they worked that property. What emotions bubbled up when you went back and, one, you purchased the property where they worked and weren't compensated, and two, you lived in that little shack, and now you live in whatever you want to live in. You're like, you have to pinch yourself sometimes? Like, damn.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, because as a kid, I remember, man, just running around on that property and on its little dirt road and little store up the street. I would go get penny candy. You guys remember penny?
Yeah,
problem.
Penny candy.
And
the moon cookies.
Exactly. And so running up and down getting penny candy and all those kinds of things and not realizing the history of that place. But then when you get older and you go back and you find out the history of that place, there are so many different emotions run through your body. But more importantly, I think you think about what it took for your family to get to that point. You know, and then I took it, you know, for myself as, why me? Like, why me be the guy? Why am I the guy, the Tomlinson, to make it this far, to go into the Hall of Fame, to bring my family name as far as it's ever been brought? You know, and I'm so grateful for that, that I had that opportunity. But it's always there, you know, like, of where I come from, you know. And so I think that's what continues to push me. That's what continues to get me up in the morning and think about the next challenge of my life. Is where I come from.
That's some heavy stuff.
Yeah, and
stuff that to realize these things and how important that is. I mean, is there pressure in carrying that type of responsibility too, and saying, like, you know, I did make it this far, and I got to keep doing stuff.
Yeah, there is a bit of a pressure to it because you have to continue to do it. For the next generation, you know, I have two kids now. I have a son and a daughter. You know, their last name is Tomlinson, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so continue to set the right example for them because they need to carry the torch one day. Dad gonna be old, you know, and can't do it no more. Sitting down in a rocking chair and say, you carry it now.
Yeah, bring daddy some Kool-Aid.
Exactly.
Some penny candy,
chip cookies.
For sure. Now, I always ask the guys who are in the Hall of Fame, how has it changed your life? Of course, more opportunities from a sponsorship standpoint, but more people coming up to you now, and you already had the fame and notoriety, but what's the biggest difference in your mind?
I think just the platform of the gold jacket and the Hall of Fame and what it means to have that and be a part of that prestigious fraternity. I think that's more than anything. And the thing is having that title of Hall of Famer now. Mm-hmm. You know, every time your name is mentioned, well, it's Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson. That's what's changed. And just the respect that so many people have for your career. You know, it's as you mentioned, I think that's one of the things that obviously changes is endorsements and all those kinds of things. And that's great. Mm-hmm. But I think the fact that more people recognize kind of your career and what you mean to so many people, that's great.
FedEx Air and Ground NFL program will support the USO. A lot of money going from FedEx to the USO. Go to hashtag Air and Ground and at NFL.com. You go to NFL.com/FedEx. Well, this was a pleasure having you in here, and you're always someone I'm going to pay attention to, even after your playing career on the NFL Network, being involved with the Chargers. And you have 10 seconds here. Melvin Gordon, is he going to be as good this year as he was last year?
I think so. He's going to get the ball in many ways. Yeah. Obviously, he's going to catch the ball a lot more this year.
There's the answer. I asked the pro's question. We asked a real pro this time. Hall of Famer, LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Go to Pro Football Reference. There's not much there for you,
like that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm used to it.
Gio and Jones, talk to you tomorrow on CBS Sports Radio.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.